Hey everyone, this is John.
This is Wes.
And this is Ryan.
And this is the Nintendo Show, the best damn Nintendo podcast on the internet. This is the first episode for the month of April 2021, so it's the Pokemon Show.
Yeah.
And in lieu of any new Pokemon news, we're just going to, you know, talk about a game and then continue to expand our Orlando Pokedex. So,
great.
What we did a little over a year ago, back in January of 2020, that was episode 95 of the Pokemon Show, which...
Thank you for doing the bookkeeping on that.
Yeah, I don't know if... Yeah, I went back and found the episode and listened to it for research purposes. I don't know if, like, you guys feel this way, but it was only a year ago that we started doing this Orlando Pokedex. It feels like 3 years ago.
Yeah. Really? I feel like it was just like... Yeah, it feels like a year ago, because it was right before I went to Belgium, because Jeremy was here.
He was, yeah. God, you went to Belgium only a year ago?
Yeah.
That feels like a fucking decade ago. Goddamn.
Yeah.
So, what we did on that episode, to kind of tie that thought together, is we started coming up with Pokemon that would be in a game based on the Orlando region in Pokemon.
Yeah.
And we're going to continue doing that today. I've got some new ones. Ryan, you've got some new ones?
Yes, I do.
I've also got some expansions on some ones that we talked about, just kind of spitballing around the first time around. Because what we ended up doing is... I just kind of brought loose ideas, and Ryan came to the table with things like base stats and yeah. abilities and a signature move. So
I did everything but put the pixel art down.
That but, just shows you're not committed.
Right. What I was doing with the new ones I was coming up with, I was making sure I had names, evolutionary steps, how they evolve if necessary. Most of mine are just going to be like by level up, and things like signature ability, signature move, and types.
I think I'll have Pokedex. The only thing I'm going to have that you're not going to have is Pokedex entries and stats.
Okay.
And the stats are super fluid. Like, I'll just sort of put them out there as sort of a feeler, and you could be like, this is overpowered, this is underpowered.
I don't think we need to...
I don't think we care enough to...
We don't need to be that critical.
Under or overpowered.
How dare you make us imagine anything too powerful?
Yeah, exactly.
So,
but that's an interesting thing someone brought up, and I never even really put two and two together, but all four of the four core games, the first four games are all different regions of Japan. So, mm-hmm. in a collective, they create the map of Japan. And that's kind of why, you know, why did they decide the fifth gen was going to be the first one that wasn't based on Japan? It's kind of like, cause they ran out of Japan. So it's like, it's interesting to think that there's all these different places, and they totally could. There's no reason why they couldn't make a Florida Pokemon game.
Right.
Like, you know... Fucking Cleveland, Ohio. They could make one for you.
Sure could.
Black and White stationed in. That was...
It was supposed to be America, like New York. It was kind of like the general idea for the region.
And that's another reason why you like that one the most, because you hate every other country.
Yes. They all suck but us.
We're the best.
Yeah. Because I know what, France got to go at it. Hawaii got one.
Yep.
England is the most recent one.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
So really globe-trotting across the Northern Hemisphere.
And the Arceus one is going to be in the Hollow Earth, Agartha.
Of course.
Gotta have everything.
You gotta keep it as true to life as possible, so hollow and flat.
Yes, precisely.
But before we get into our imaginary Pokemon, you've been playing a game.
Yeah.
A Pokemon game.
So I was going through my old cartridges, and I have like probably a dozen different Pokemon cartridges for the DS. The only one that ones I really didn't have was Diamond and Pearl, but I did have Platinum, and I thought it would be fun to kind of revisit the game, since we're going to be playing this new remastered version of the game, and as much as I trash, frankly, I insult it every time it comes up, I make fun of Diamond and Pearl a lot, and it's not without its flaws, but it's still a Pokemon game. At its worst, it's still a great game. Like, there isn't a bad Pokemon game in my mind, and this is a fantastic entry. So I'm playing through Platinum, kind of just to get a taste for it. And my observation so far is that, you know, the game plays really fucking fast. So I've just been tearing through it.
Except for combat.
Yeah. Yeah. I haven't noticed... I mean, once I turn the animations off and I turn the attack speed up, it's not that bad. I haven't encountered... And maybe that's something that they fixed between Diamond and Pearl and Platinum.
Could be.
Is that they just... fix some of those bars. They're a little slow, but I haven't felt like they're like super duper crazy slow.
I've also been revisiting a save file. I started up a game probably, you know, 6 or 7 months ago. I just decided to do a run of Pearl, so I started up a new game. I only got about two gyms into it, and then I set it aside for something else, and recently picked that one back up over the last couple of days, just kind of see if I can regain my footing and see where I was. I've definitely noticed in Perl version that even with animations off, even like the time it takes in between commands to like the actual like attack executing, there's still a noticeable delay in that first iteration of that generation.
Hmm. Yeah. And again, that could be Platinum. Does it matter that I have a 3DS XL and I'm playing a non-chip game, whatever? Like, that doesn't matter at all.
I don't think that'd make a difference.
Okay. Yeah, but like, where am I at? I think I've only got 3 gems knocked out so far, so I'm not really tearing through the game, but I'm making really good progress here.
Is that in Hearthorn City? Big hub town?
Oh, I think that might be it. Yeah, let me actually bring up the map real quick. I think I can.
I remember Solo from Diamond Pearl, which is another reason why I'm excited for the remake, because I just don't remember shit from
the game. One of the great things, kind of vamp for you here, one of the great things about Platinum version is you can get a Gible relatively early on in the game, like just after the second gem, whereas in the previous versions in Diamond and Pearl, you have to wait until you get Strength before you can access that part of the cave.
Yeah, it's actually like a hidden thing, too, because there's like the main cave, and then you got to go over a few steps and up in there.
Yep. Do you have a Gible?
I got one, yeah. I already caught a Gible. I have it. He's not even on my roster right now.
What the hell?
Well, whatever, man.
He's arguably one of the... But I would say top 5 of that gen, easy.
Certainly.
Yeah, it's like it's probably
top 3.
Maybe my favorite pseudo legendary. So, yeah. I love Garchomp.
So good. Oh, he's so good.
And maybe you guys will guess what the theme of my team is by telling you that I named mine Killer Croc. it's all Batman themed. So, right now I'm running with a Roselia named Poison Ivy. I don't know when I'm going to get a Shiny Stone. Is that what it is? Shiny Stone evolves it?
Or is it a Dawn Stone? Wes, do you remember?
Oh, I can't remember. I have used one.
Yeah.
I have Google at my disposal. We should know this doing a Pokemon show, but...
Yeah. Oh, and you were asking me the where am I I'm at in the map, and it's Veilstone, and I just left Hearthhome. So Hearthhome, I go east. I literally just hit that part with the fucking Psyducks that blocked the path.
Uh-huh.
So now I'm about to head further south and kind of do this loop part. The map is not very linear. It's kind of like a Hoenn map, where it just sort of has a... As you kind of make a figure eight.
Yeah, that was kind of the thing with Gens 3 and 4, is they were trying to go for this intricacy of your traversal, and then, you know, once you get to Gen 5, they're like, nope, fuck it, big circle.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'm running this Roselia. Has a quiet nature, too. Got lucky with that one.
Shiny Stone,
by the way. Shiny Stone, okay. I went with Empoleon to start with. He's not Empoleon yet. He's whatever that middle... Primplup?
Primplup.
Yeah, and I named it Cobblepot. In honor of the penguin, as this is a penguin, and has a bold nature, which I believe boosts defense versus something.
They don't do the red blue indication in that gen yet, do they?
I don't believe so. No,
I think that starts in Gen 5.
Like it. But bold was, as I remember looking it up, bold was an advantageous nature for this one. I have a Luxray now fully evolved.
Nice,
Selena, for Selena Kyle. Brave nature as well. Brave does boost. I forget what the downside is, but it does boost attack. This thing is about attacking. That's good. The game gifts you an Eevee, so I just saved right before I picked it up and rolled it enough times, and eventually a 15% chance struck, and I got a female Eevee. And being that I'm going to use it for breeding, I decided to name it Martha after, you know, Martha Wayne.
Of course.
It came with an adamant nature. She came with an adamant nature, so I was like, hell yeah. And since I already had Roselia, I didn't need a grass type. I probably should have gone with the Leafeon, because Leafeon, I believe, is all about physical attack. But I already got a grass type on my team. It would be a retread. So I just went with the old standard and got Flareon.
You think you'd be Flareoned out?
You'd think, but it also kind of perfectly rounds out that starter trio for me. It means I got a Roselia for the grass, I've got Primplup for water, and I've got Martha here for fire.
So if you have an Eevee that early in the game, you've probably got access to the national decks early on.
I don't believe I have access to the national decks
yet. Or at least an expanded decks, because...
Because I can't go... When I go underground, because you know there's an underground mechanic, I haven't been able to unlock all of the really special shit. Hmm. So I've got like 6 armor fossils, which is cool. I actually kind of want to arm all though. And I've got like a dozen heart scales, but then I look at the list of things I can get, and I'm like, why are none of these fucking things spawning for me? And it's because I haven't unlocked the national decks yet.
Hmm.
That sucks.
Well, they must have had a bigger pool of Pokemon to work with in Platinum version as opposed to Vanilla Diamond Pearl. Because, Eevee was definitely not in the in the lineup there.
Yes.
Yeah.
Is a
different roster.
From what I saw, for the most part, the narrative of the game is virtually unchanged. They didn't do a lot to change the path. But like, you know,
well, the gym order is different.
Oh, is it?
The gym order is different in Platinum than Diamond and Pearl.
Okay. Hmm.
And there are some different Pokemon. Like, I think there's a Mr. Viss in here, but it's not in Diamond and Pearl until the National Event.
Okay.
Things like that.
Yeah, for the most part, I'm trying to avoid playing outside of this gen, hence running Roselia's from this gen, right? Or is that a prior?
Roserade.
Roserade.
Step, yeah.
Okay, so I got Roserade. Flareon is obviously not. I've got a Luxray, which is... I'm not intending to run it forever. The other two party members I have, because I needed something that can fly, I got a female Zubat named Barbara. Barbara Gordon was Batgirl.
Ah, how's it going?
So that made the most sense there. And my Bidoof I named Alfred, because he's going to be doing a lot of HMs.
Is that the gem with Swellow?
No, Staraptor.
Yeah, I didn't go with...
So you can't get a good Robin.
Yeah, I totally could. I mean, actually...
Staraptor.
Staraptor is a big attack, but nothing else really that big.
And it becomes a pheasant.
No, you're thinking of Pidove.
I am thinking of Pidove.
Staraptor is its final form.
Yeah.
I forget...
Starly,
that's the one.
Yeah, but there hasn't really... I've only been collecting the things that I'm going to play with, so I'm not really trying to fill this dex for any reason. Actually, I have like the list of all of the other ones that are in this game. There's so many.
You get like Buizel, who becomes a float stall, that water weasel thing. Pachirisu is an early one. You get Drifloon is in this version.
Yep. There's the whole Ghost Tower is still fucking Gastly's.
Uh huh. Yeah.
You know.
Eventually, you can get a Rotom in there who's new to that generation.
Yeah. I saw there's an early Rotom in this one. But
you have to take that to a particular spot in order to make it evolve. Well, not evolve, but change.
Yeah, change form.
It's like an abandoned house or something. You take them in up to a certain
place. I really need a lawnmower.
Yeah.
Where's the lawnmower?
But some of the highlights from that generation, you have, Toxicroak or Drapion. A couple of good poison types.
Oh, well, you get all the extra stages on a lot of existing Pokemon. So you get Magmortar, you get Electrive, isn't it? You get my boy or girl, fucking Togekiss.
Uh-huh.
Not a fairy type, but still awesome.
I did an all-poison team one run through in this game.
Nice.
I had Gengar, Roserade, Toxicroak, Drapion. I forget what else I had.
Skunk Tank, maybe?
Yeah, probably had Skunk Tank.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
I was doing, when I picked up my old playthrough, I was right in front of the third gym, where the grass gym. And I just finished it, and it sends you to do the Team Plasma hideout. Gonna go through a few battles, and they're all, of course, I'm level like 17, 18, so I'm well leveled for everything you're throwing me, until you get to like the boss of that hideout, and she just throws a level 20 Skunk Tank at you. And
that stuff.
Goddamn, yeah. Four of my six party members went down. I think like two of them were like a level 12 Bidoof and like a Bunnery that I was just had in the back to level up my friendship. So I didn't even use that in the fight, but like I have an Infernape, or not Infernape, it's a Monferno at this point, and a Luxio, Buizel, and a Budu, who has not evolved yet, and took, you know, all of them down, except I think I finished it off with Luxio.
I'm trying to think of who...
That Skunk Tank is tanky.
Yeah, I was breezing through the game, and I was... Even in my mind, I was thinking, like, this has kind of been a Nuzlocke so far. I've been fucking cleaning up, and I forget who it was. I want to say it was, like... Maybe it was that fight, or it was, like, a... Is Pirelli in this game? I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Something just really came out of nowhere and had me doing that thing where I had to juggle in other players so I could revive current... players, Pokemon.
Right.
You know, so like just to kind of keep this fight going, I was like, well, that would have been my run ender right there. Like, that's the end of that. Oh, and I lost my first fight. Because I lost. And I didn't want to give up an entire level's worth of experience right off the bat.
Did you have like some bad luck missing or something?
No, it was just they don't give, there's no early potion before the fight. And my Piplup only had Growl. And I used a Growl. My opponent is the grass type, and he just kept using that defense thing. And, like, literally, I was, like, one turn away. He had, like, probably one HP left, but I was dealing one HP damage. And then he took me out after the longest fight fucking ever. It was so obnoxious. Just call Pokemon and growling and leering at each other. I really had the thought of, like, maybe I don't want to do this. Maybe I don't want to play this fucking game. I already don't like it, so, like, what, you know, what the hell? But I went through it and did it again, and it was worth it. Oh, my character's named My Dude. I went with a girl this time, but I call her My Dude.
Of course.
Because it makes the dialogue so much funnier when someone just enters the frame and is like, My Dude! It just makes everyone seem like they're stoned all the time. It's great. He's not even a rival. It's just the douchey kid that has to travel around with you.
Right. And you do, like, fight him a couple of times throughout the game, but it's never, like, you're trying to, like, beat each other's foiler or anything. It's just... He's some guy you know.
Yeah, so I named him Dork. Uh-huh. And your other gendered one, who I guess is probably going to be your future wife or husband, let's just presume that, is already palling around fucking Elm. Like, they're tight and we're not. What's that about?
Hmm. I think this is the first generation where it gave you, like, the two other characters, so the other two starters had an owner, I suppose, or a trainer. Because previously, there's, like, Gen 3, like, you do have, what was her name, May? If you pick the male character in Gen 3, who battles you a couple times early on, then kind of disappears. And Wally, who just waits for you at the end of caves to faint your Gyarados.
Yeah, dick move. I don't care how bad your scoliosis kid is. Like, fuck you.
Yeah, just wait at the end of a cave to take out your depleted team.
And what are you doing running around with a Gardevoir? Like, that Gardevoir knows what a trainer is and should probably know to be like, not you. You know?
That's but, strange. Anyway, then, like going forward in the series, like you have like a couple different characters in Gen 5. Gen 6 just like has a whole crew that follows you around and gives you stupid nicknames.
No, I love it, man. You got to come up with a good nickname for yourself because they're going to call it you that every time.
Mm.
And you have, and you have the girl that's the brunette girl that wears the ribbony pink shirt, pink and black shirt, like one Pokemon. Like that was kind of a fun cast of kids in a weird way. They had a lot of personality. That could just be me loving up on X and Y, because I think that really is a great game. I think a lot of people don't like it that much, because it's the first one that they moved away from the pixel shit. But they made human bodies that are anatomically correct. Look at that. They made, like, adult-sized people, and they look like adults instead of little blocks of pixels.
I mean, I like X and Y, but anytime there's a character on screen trying to talk to me, like, no, you can fuck the fuck right off. Are we going to fight? No. How do I skip this dialogue?
Yeah.
Where are
Come
we?
On, Big J, we're going to fucking do it.
That's Dr. J.
Dr. J, you
better. So Orlando Pokemon.
Yeah, anything else about Gen 4 before we move over to the Orlando Pokedex?
No, the first of a few installments. We'll talk about it later. But yeah, next time we do a Pokemon podcast, I'm not sure what else we'll be doing, but I'll bring up where I'm at that point.
Okay.
And hopefully you'll do the same. Hopefully you can keep playing through your one.
Yeah. So how do you want to do this? You want to do a quick review of some ones that... Because I do have the ones that you came up with before, if you want to do a quick review of where we are.
They were glorious. Please, yes.
All right,
tell me what they were. They were funny as fuck.
Okay, so one of them, Rumblecone, Pylord, Bobacade.
Bobacade, yeah.
This is the roadblock Pokemon. Yeah. Three form, of course. Abilities you came up with, you could have a rough skin, and also its hidden ability... or just secondary ability, is Rebar.
Oh, that's
in which
right.
Direct contact lowers the opponent's attack.
Smart. Very smart. I'm smart.
You did also...
Oh, my God. I'm so good.
You stupid fuck. You did also note that it only evolves when holding a rocky helmet in a construction site.
Yeah.
So it's got to be in a particular location.
Uh-huh.
And its signature move is Traffic Jam, which lowers your opponent's speed by 2 stages and raises your own attack by 1 stage. So nice buff-debuff combo there.
Yeah.
Another one that you came up with is Echo and Finley.
Yeah, the dolphins.
Yep, the dolphin Pokemon. They are a water fairy type. I didn't hear you come up with a type for Bobacade. Did you have something in mind?
Well, certainly steel
ground.
Probably, steel ground.
Okay,
makes sense.
Echo and Finley are a water fairy type. Abilities, something like Swift Swim or Liquid Voice. Also, Echolocation was your hidden ability you came up with, and that's all.
You told me that's kind of already an existing one, too, because I thought I was kind of making one, and you were like, oh, that's just the fucking thing that it already existed. But whatever.
I think there might be a little bit of a distinction. I'll have to look up Liquid Voice again, but it basically changes all sound moves to water types. Yeah. And its signature move is Ocean's Fury, which increases special attack and evasion by one stage.
Ocean's Fury on a dolphin.
Shut up.
Another one.
Ocean's Fury, right? It's kind of stupid.
Raynor, Tropifol, and Cyclonius. Extreme weather Pokemon.
The extreme weather condition Pokemon.
This branch is a water electric type. And has abilities such as Levitate and Drizzle. Did not have a secret ability for that one because, you know, both of those are already pretty good.
Yeah.
And it only evolves during weather conditions.
Yeah.
Into its final form. You also said that it should change its appearance based on its IV. So you have like hurricane categories.
Yeah. Oh. I wanted the better it was to, and which is a useful thing, like just for all the Pokemon. I don't know why they don't have a way of just visually showing you if a Pokemon you encounter in the wild is better than your standard issue one.
Yeah, it's a badass of the Pokemon saying they're holding a gun.
And its signature move is Sustaining Winds, which basically just casts gust. You use one turn and it casts gust, and for the next 2 to 4 turns it's doing that move again while you are able to still select another move. So it kind of gives you like a bigger sort of higher damage,
like whirlpool. A rat but even stronger. Whirlpool but even stronger.
Let's see. I think those are,
I know for sure I had a burrito Pokemon.
You did. I'm looking for that one now. Caliente, Tortiller, and Fuego del Queso.
Fuego del Queso. Yes.
The spicy Pokemon.
I forgot about Fuego del Queso.
It is a fire type and has the abilities of Flame Body or Gluttonous, which is a secondary ability. Any Pokemon over 150 pounds becomes infatuated with it. And its signature move is Gut Bomb, which is a fire type move that has a chance to poison or burn.
Game Freak, this is what you would get if you would just contact me.
Fuego del Queso.
And then the last one you had for this round was Mosquitoes, which is a single form vampiric Pokemon, Mosquito. Yeah. It's a bug flying type, abilities could be something like a Swarm or Technician, but the hidden ability came up with is called Exsanguination.
Which means to drain the blood.
Yeah, so super effective physical moves that Mosquitoes uses heals it by 20% of the damage dealt.
Where's this West Nile virus move? I don't.
That's a good one. Yeah, that actually. Oh, I looked it up. Did you know that of all of the animals in the world that kill the most humans, number one on the list is actually mosquitoes. That is the deadliest animal in the world for humans.
Yeah, that makes sense. And for that reason, its signature move...
It needs
move,
to have a West Nile thing.
Oh, no. For this reason, its signature move is Infection, which poisons the target and all damage done by that poison is returned to the owner, to the user.
Yeah, I think you just can't take down.
So those are the ones from previous rounds. I do have
some... yours? You had some.
I had some. It's hard to remember what that... I just listened to it. There's a largemouth bass, which I have some expanded thoughts on as we get into it. Also a sailfish, a gopher tortoise, and gopher tortoise. I've come up with some information for these, so we'll get to that maybe toward the end, but we'll go through the original stuff first, the new stuff going in. So, I've been talking for a little while, so why don't you kick it off with a new one for the century?
Let me just start. It's not even really a new one, and I didn't make a full thing about it, but I wanted to make a variant of an existing Pokemon. I wanted to make a Floridian Pokemon.
I got a variant, too.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
You already said the Sailfish, which I'll just go ahead and get this out of the way, but it's going to be a Floridian Gyarados. And instead of taking that giant snake-looking thing, it's going to adopt more of a Sailfish form and not have such a hideous face. It'll actually have a very pretty face. It'll pick up a fairy type and have a beautiful flowing sail, looking not that much different from the Mega Gyarados, which takes the dark form, but still the ugly as fuck. Instead, I want a really nice-looking water fairy sailfish in the form of Gyarados. So cool. Floridian Gyarados is my one.
So my variant, we were texting about this, is a Floridian Macargo, who will be called Macargalago.
Nice.
And it will be a pure poison type.
Yeah.
And just have the stupid haircut. It will just be a Macargo with the stupid haircut.
Nice.
The former 45th president of the United States, who now resides illegally in his resort in Palm Beach.
Like, New York, why did you do this?
Please take him. Yeah. Please take him back.
Just
So why don't we go to
let's go. Entries?
Yeah.
Okay, so my first one is the air conditioner Pokemon. Nice. I think anybody in Florida knows you need AC.
Gotta have central air.
So this is going to be a three-stage Pokemon. The first form is a small blade fan, like a small little paddle fan. The second one will be an AC wall unit. And the final form is going to be an air condenser. The condenser is that giant brick box outside of the house that spins really loud. The names of them, the first one's going to be called Paddler. The second one is called Condo Cool. And then the third one is called Condestruct. It's the temperature controller Pokemon. It's a steel ice.
Oh, perfect. Yeah, we don't have very many ice types to go with.
That's Florida. You don't think they belong there.
Mm.
So here's my Pokedex entry for it, for Condestruct. While dormant in the month of winter, these lumbering beasts can be spotted near virtually every building in Florida. They are very protective of their territory, and their health is of the utmost importance to their owners. Mm. 515 combined stats, 80 HP, 70 attack, 110 defense, 90 special attack, 110 special defense, 55 speed, slow, 110 defenses, 80 HP, and a little bit of attack. Pretty good. Has an ability that I made up called Frigid Air, which wind moves have a 20% chance to lower accuracy. You may be wondering what are wind moves. I have to create a subset of wind moves in the same way that there are bite moves, claw moves. Mm. You know, there's various moves that are kind of, you know,
wind-based.
Yeah, like grouped together. So Air Slash is an example of one. Also Gust. We'll have, Gust would be an example of one. Other moves would be Freeze Dry, Frost Breath, Flash Cannon, because it is steel, and Metal Sound, because those things are noisy as fuck. So there you go, there's Condestruct.
Cool. I'll jump in with the Manatee Pokemon.
Oh,
it's, it's a two-form. Bovetee and Thagomatee. And those names are mostly coming from scientific definitions.
I like that. That's really cool.
Bovetee is just a combination of bovine and manatee. Because it's a sea cat.
Bovetee.
It is a water steel type.
Yeah.
Why do you think it's steel type?
It's a water type in its first form. Thagomatee turns to a steel type because it gets boat blades sticking out of its back.
That's intense.
It has a couple of ability possibilities, like a thick fat or a sturdy, but its hidden ability is going to be something called Battle Scars, which increases its evasion when taking physical damage.
I like that.
And for a signature move, it's called Wicked Maelstrom, which just does big water damage with some lingering hits. So
I thought it was going to be only if it was from Boston.
Wicked
Maelstrom. I like that. That's really cool. Yeah. No, there's a lot of lore about the manatee, too, which is interesting. You know, like that they were thought of as mermaids when they were first spotted by, you know, people arriving to Florida.
Ugly-looking mermaids.
Drunk sailors that all had scurvy. It would just get real foggy and they'd only, like, see the tails.
Mm-hmm. They would like fuck each other, but only when one of them died.
Right.
That's the spot that they were in. So I'm sure they were happy to see these manatees. No, there's more manatees alive now than there ever were in the history of Florida because of our conservation efforts.
That's good news.
Yeah, like there was a point where they were thought of as an endangered species, and really what they ended up becoming was just sort of the mascot of endangered species. And we, if anything, I wouldn't want to say we're overprotecting them, but we're sure as fuck protecting them.
Yeah, we're doing the right thing.
Yeah. What else about them?
Because they were very endangered for quite some time, and like even one of the local attractions here in Orlando, like SeaWorld, had like this big conservation effort and attraction in that theme park.
Yeah. You know, they're also like herbivores.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't sure if you might have wanted to make them like a water grass even or something like that. And they have like the big seaweed stuff in their mouth and shit.
I thought about it. There's so many grass types. There's so much opportunity for grass types.
Only like one water grass type though. So, I mean.
But what I'm saying is there's so many grass types on my list.
Oh, on your list.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Well, and also you came up with a better idea. That is a cooler idea with the whole paddle fan thing. The
Stegosaurus style boat fans on his back.
That's pretty fucking sick. Yeah.
All right, why don't you go over to one?
Okay.
Right off my head, though, why don't we have a fire ant Pokemon?
We'll get to it.
Oh,
am I reading your mind?
Yes.
I have, it's not a fire ant, but I do have a bug one on my list.
I got a few bugs.
Kind of a bug.
Please tell me it's a bug fire.
Yes, it is.
Ooh. All right, well, there you go. We'll get to that.
So to me for one?
Yep.
Yeah. I have the Oak Tree Pokemon.
Cool.
Of course, there's obviously the Alolan Executor, so palm trees are taken care of. That's an honorary Floridian Pokemon, if you ask me as well.
I'm going to have a better one.
Yeah. Mine is the Oak Tree Pokemon. Again, this one's going to be three stages. It starts in the first stage as Sproutling. The middle form is called Ent, E-N-T. And then a fully evolved one is called Mossy Oak. And it is the Gentle Giant Pokemon. It's grass ground. Here's your Pokedex entry for it. These gorgeous behemoths are some of Florida region's oldest living beings, said to harbor the secrets of the ancient ways. While they do not spread this knowledge to their trainers, they gladly provide protection from the harsh Florida sun.
Hmm.
They know the secrets of the ancient ways.
Yep. But they're not going to share. They're going to stay secret.
Nope.
Bastards.
They will not spread this knowledge to their trainers. They gladly provide protection from the harsh Florida sun. Yeah, so some stats. 135, big whopping, 135 HP, 80 attack, 120 defense, 60 special attack, 85 special defense, 30 speed, so it's slow as fuck, tons of bulk, can't really deal any damage. Ability has is called Shade, and Shade prevents harsh sunlight from taking effect, and Burn cannot apply.
Hmm.
Not even just to this Pokemon, but to the battlefield. Nothing can burn anything.
Nice.
Moves, again, this thing doesn't have a lot of attack, so I was like, yeah, let's have some fun with it. Fissure, lands Wrath. I don't really remember what that move did.
I think that's a signature move of Landorus, maybe.
Yeah, I think you're right. It was a signature move of someone really fucking awesome. Razor Leaf, Ingrain, Synthesis, Wood Hammer. I'm stealing that Wood Hammer move for sure. And I said Spore, but it might be better to just go with a Sleep Powder, because Spore is 100% effective. I know you have 30 speed, so you're going to get a hit in, but this thing's still got 135 HP and 120 defense.
Mm.
I might be overthinking
the bulky
battle strategy of Pokemon that don't exist, but that's that.
We got to have game for something to work with here.
Oh, here's my cool thing about this. This is either a Route 1 or 2 Pokemon. You get this one early, and it evolves from Sproutling into Ent at level 9.
Pretty quick.
When you're near a Moss Rock, of course, has to be a Moss Rock, it'll evolve into Mossy Oak. So, here's the thing. Now at level 10, in theory, you could have your Mossy Oak. What I want to do is that every 10 levels it gains, the moss on it grows thicker and thicker.
Hmm.
So the actual, like, art of the Pokemon, the more levels you put on it, the bigger the moss becomes and the more, you know, beautiful and flowing it all is. So if you, in theory, have a max level 100 that you evolved at level 10, it's going to look incredible. Versus, like, you got it up to level 70 and evolved it, you know?
Yeah. I like that.
So, I thought that would be a fun idea. Oh, yeah, so this is a, pardon the fun, low-hanging fruit. This is obviously a good thing to have, given how covered in oak trees Central Florida is.
Yeah. Yeah, I like the idea of a Pokemon sprite changing the longer you have it, or having some sort of, like, a special feature to it. I got a couple of things like that, too.
Oh, let's hear it. Well, yeah, I guess on to you for one.
I'm going to skip around my list a little bit, but I'm going to try not to go too far, because for a reason I'll get to in a few minutes.
Well, I don't know how many you have. I have a team of 6.
I came up with 5 original ones, and then I fleshed out some ones that we had talked about on the previous show.
Okay, cool.
So this next one is, speaking of trees, God, I can't pronounce the words I've written. Drupula. And evolves into Sable Meadow. And it's the Sable Palm Pokemon.
Oh, I like it. Yeah, that's good.
Which is, of course, the Florida State Tree. Two-form evolution, of course. Both grass types. Abilities, you could do like a Leaf Guard or a Chlorophyll. I have an ability on here called Sunshine State, which lowers fire damage, which is super effective, but increases the damage you take from ice, which is also super effective.
Hmm.
So you get a little bit of trade-off here. You're more resistant to fire, but not as, but more susceptible to cold.
I like that.
And its signature move is called Shallow Roots, which restores HP over 5 turns, but it's front-loaded. So the first, when you first use it, you get like half your HP back, and it gets a little bit reduced there for the course of 5 turns.
That's pretty good. I like that.
Yeah. But no Pokedex entry, no real base stats. That kind of, that base stats are very fluid. We could make this thing whatever we want. They all can't be. 500 plus bangers.
Shut up, they sure can.
All right, what you got next?
Me?
Right. Yep.
Again, Wes, I keep looking at you. If you want to chime in with anything,
I'm coming up with them off the cuff here, because I tried to come up with them at home, but I couldn't really. But what about something revolving around retirement? Because Florida is pretty much God's waiting room.
Yeah, that's a good point. Who are some like elderly looking Pokemon? I'm trying to think. I mean, I feel like there's a lot
Drampa?
Of
Drampa.
Yeah, Drampa looks.
Is this a dragon Grandpa?
Yeah. Mr. Rhyme. I don't know if he's just sophisticated, but he maybe looks a little old.
Maybe he has a black mustache. It's maybe, not great yet or anything.
Maybe yeah. There's an opportunity for, like, once it expands out to the National Dex, all of the Gen 1 Pokemon come in, but they're all elderly.
That'd be pretty cool. Yeah. Okay. So on to my third one is an alligator Pokemon. This is a pretty obvious perfect. Thing.
I'm surprised you guys haven't done that last time.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Honestly, I think the game already done a pretty good job with alligators. Mm. With Corkorok. Is that his name?
Yeah.
Crocodile.
Crocodile.
Yeah. Sandile, Corkorok, Crocodile.
Yeah, right. So there are some good examples of alligators in the game already.
Feralligator.
Thank you. Feralligator. That's the fucking guy. So this is a two-stage. The first stage is called Hatchling. And the second one, I had to come up with two names because I love this name. It's so cute, but it's also not at all what this animal's about. First one's called Glub Glub. I just love the name Glub Glub. And the more like cool one is like, this one's a badass, you know, it's called Everblades. For like the Everglades. Yeah. It's a water dragon. Here's your Pokedex entry for, Everblades.
Do we have a water dragon?
That I can think of off the cuff.
There's a legendary, Lugia or... Not Lugia.
Palkia.
Yeah, Palkia.
Oh, yeah, the legendary.
It's a first-gen Pokemon. Or becomes, I think, something else.
Oh, yes, yeah, Seadra.
Seadra.
And then Sea King.
Yeah.
Kingdra.
Kingdra, yes, thank you.
Yeah. I'm just
Sea King's a fish.
I'm just in a agree mode right now. I'm just like, yeah, of course, that. Yes, yes,
yes, and.
Yeah, sorry.
All right. Fuego del Taco. All
right, here's my entry. Here's my Pokedex entry for this guy. With no natural predators, this Pokemon rules the Florida region swamps. It is said they do not hunt, they simply wait. By the time they are spotted by their unsuspecting prey, it's already too late.
Is this the animal that keeps his mouth open and then birds land in it and then just closes its mouth? Something stupid like that.
Well, no, they pick the teeth. The birds pick the teeth. Mm. So it's a symbiotic relationship. The teeth would get infected if the birds didn't do that. Interesting stuff. Stats. I'm not really need to go into the stats here. The idea is that it's going to be hit hard with physical attacks, and it's going to be pretty fast, and it'll have okay defenses and decent HP.
But it also has to run in a zigzag like George Clooney.
Yes.
Russell Crowe.
Russell Crowe. Damn it. I missed that little joke.
And that was an episode title.
Yeah. So it has some standard abilities, Rough Skin or Strong Jaw. It's going to learn Crunch, a bunch of different Fang moves, Clanging Scales, I thought was cool. Clanging Scales comes to us by way of Kumo-O. Aqua Tail and Clamp, I think, are also some good moves to throw on this guy. Has one signature move I came up with called Dragged Under. And Dragged Under goes second. It always goes second. If an opposing Pokemon uses a non-damaging move, they are wrapped for 3 to 5 turns and able to use a damaging move the next turn. So you deal a little bit of damage and you lock them in to the fact that they cannot use a damaging move their next turn. So
I like that.
Again, that's not a move that exists in any capacity in current Pokemon. That's kind of me coming up with a game mechanic that doesn't really exist. But I don't see why not.
Yeah, it sounds sinister too.
You know?
How about instead of that, it's something like a reverse sleep? Because you're dragging it under the water.
Yeah.
Reverse sleep?
Well, not like reverse sleep, but like sleep. So you're putting the opponent Pokemon to sleep, but it takes damage every turn because it's suffocating.
Oh, God.
But yeah, I kind of like the setup for it. And I think that's why, again, the only way to pull this thing off is if your opponent uses a non-damaging move. So you're kind of, one, you're forcing your opponent to physically attack you, or especially attack you, but to attack you. So if they think that they're going to sit there for half a second and try to bulk up or do anything to slow you down, you're punishing them hard for it. And then punishing them again the next turn. And then again, in that next turn, if they want to use another Calm Mind. Go ahead. You're gonna get fucking iced.
That might be a good Pokemon to run counter on too if it learns it. Yeah. Like you just like roll the dice. You think I'm gonna drag you under or counter you?
Yeah. Okay. Oh, and the move. I guess that's the other thing. Is the move fails? The move fails if your opponent uses a damaging attack. So mm-hmm. again, there's it's totally a risk reward kind of scenario. That's all I have. That's all I have for that Pokemon.
All right. So here's one. It's a branching evolution. So it starts off as Kalkaskin, which is a little egg with maybe a tail poking out the back because this is a snake Pokemon.
Ooh, okay.
And maybe get some eyes poking out of the egg too. But this is a fighting type egg, Kalkaskin, and becomes either a fighting snake or a ground poison snake. Oh. And ground poison, that's a type combination that hasn't been done since Nidoking and Nidoqueen. That's in Gen 1. But as
so you, nice they did it twice.
As you guys might know, coral snakes are very venomous burrowing snakes. So that's why he's the ground poison. Oh, no, I should say when it becomes like the king snake. This is a play on coral snake versus king snake. So these are two snakes that have very similar coloring patterns in the state of Florida.
It's like black, red, and yellow. Is mm-hmm. that right?
Yeah, yeah. And when the king snake doesn't have the ring pattern where red ever touches yellow, there's always a ring of black in between. Whereas a coral snake, the red touches the yellow, and that's how you know it's the very venomous one.
But interesting.
When it's the king snake, it's reptile.
Yeah.
And when it is the coral snake.
Got up in heaven, grabbed Gabriel, he's like, watch this. This is going to be fucking hilarious.
This is the place called Florida.
It's going to be the Australia of America.
You beat me to it. I was about to say that. Oh.
And when it becomes the coral snake, the venomous branching evolution, it's called a burruptile. And so you got some abilities for a Regeptile, the fighting one. You can do something like an Intimidate or a Shedskin, very snake-like abilities. But its hidden ability is called Tight Squeeze, which just puts an automatic wrap on the opponent when the battle starts.
Nice. What do you say its name was?
Regeptile.
Like Reggie, like as in King?
Yeah.
That's a really good name. I like that.
And then Burruptile, who is the coral snake, the ground poison one. You can also do like Intimidate or Poison Point, but the hidden ability you have in there is Venomous, which turns all biting attacks into attacks that can also have a chance to poison.
Oh, genius.
I don't have any signature moves for either of them, though. Not yet. I'll come up with something, though, for another show.
Hmm.
Wes, what do you think?
I got nothing now.
Nothing for a move?
Nothing's popped up yet.
Okay. What would a fighting snake do, though? I just thought it was a funny...
Like a whip?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
I just thought it was like a funny combination. Like, here's a snake. It's a fighting type. Like, what does it fight with? It's just a body.
You could put like a punching glove on its tail.
But yeah, that's Kalkaskin.
I'm just deeply immersed in thought right now, trying to think of what would a fighting snake be like?
Right.
You know.
It'd probably be more like a wrestling Pokemon with a lot of grapples.
Like where's a luchador mask?
Yes.
All right, Ryan, what you got?
Number 4. This is one that we both have toyed with for so long. I finally did it. This is the Celestial Pokemon.
Oh, good. Perfect.
We had always talked about, like, if they were to make a new type, what would they make? And we liked the idea of having a Celestial type, something that's, like, from, in theory, outer space, something out of this, you know, out of Earth, something out of this world. So my idea for it, and I think that this is something that survives in the vacuum of space, right? Which means it should resist fire, ice, water, electric, and steel. It's exposed to the harshest elements in the world. Or outside of this world, right? It's weak to, get this, flying, because you can't have flight without atmosphere. It lives in an environment in which there is no atmosphere. It should be weak to the atmosphere of flying. Weak to psychic, because it has never encountered mankind, much less its strongest minds. Or whatever it is that, you know, imbues thought. You know, I think that psychic would be perfect for this thing to be weak to. And it's also weak to grass, because grass is the manifestation of, or plants are the manifestation of life on Earth.
Hmm.
So I think those are the three things that, and this is also literally me thinking in a meta sense, I think flying, psychic, and grass could use a little bump in combat. And I think fire, ice, water, electric, and steel are strong enough already.
Yeah, I like the, I especially like flying in there as a super effective type, because, yeah, it doesn't have much.
Flying, yeah,
it's got grass and bug.
Yeah, grass and bug, and like that's not really too big of a thing.
And fighting.
And fighting, yeah,
good point.
Okay, so I have two stages, and I actually came up with Pokedex entries for both of them because I thought this was such a cool idea. It's two-stage Pokemon. First one is called Detritus. I don't know if you guys know. Detritus is an actual word in the English language. It means kind of debris, or you would say trash, maybe like nature's trash. Mm. But it's a small rock-shaped Pokemon, and it has scars that are on it that light up brilliantly with cosmic energy. Like whenever it starts doing something, these scars just produce these gorgeous flowing colors. And the fully evolved form is Constellatia, which is a collection of these rocks that operate independently but with a shared consciousness. So it'll
kind of like Executor is up with rocks. Execute.
Yeah, a good example, like how they kind of have that shared hive mind or whatever. These rocks will do the same thing. I didn't go into that far, but I love the idea of them having 4 to 6 rocks. They maybe have different numbers rocks. Like they do different flowing patterns as they're moving about. Maybe like when they're doing something, the tendrils of light that come out of them, this cosmic energy, creates physical shapes.
Or maybe like it gets more of that, as it levels up, it gets more of that sort of luminescence from those cracks in it.
Mm-hmm.
And not to totally derail you.
Go ahead.
But does Execute hatch into an Executor?
Yes, eggs from eggs.
But Executor is a palm tree, and palm trees don't come from eggs. I'm gesturing as I do this.
What happens to all the consciousness of the extra eggs? Because there's only 3 of them on Executor, but there's like 5 or 6 of them in Execute. So what happens to the other 3?
Anyway, sorry to derail. Continue.
No, it does beg the question, like, sort of like, how does, like, what is it? The ice type, the 5th gen ice type, that's 3 different stages. The ice cream cone
Pokemon. Oh, yeah, Vanillish and...
Yeah, like, there's a whole debate in, like, the Pokemon, in the serious Pokemon subreddit, which is kind of awful sometimes, but then there's Pokemon shitpost subreddits. They're where they get to have fun, and they like to put up this defense that object Pokemon are the best Pokemon, because everyone else is like, object Pokemon suck. Mm. And they're like, you know, object should be, Pokemon should be a thing. So... In defense of that, that's fine.
I mean, I like object Pokemon. I was struggling to come up with... I didn't really come up with any object Pokemon, but... I like when they do that sort of weird shit, like, here's Keychain.
Yeah. I mean, like, a burrito might be the best Pokemon I've come up with so far.
I mean, we could come up with one that's like the space ice cream.
Oh, Dippin' Dots?
Dippin' Dots. We could do a Dippin' Dot Pokemon.
Nice.
It's funny. It was supposed to be the ice cream of the future. They're just in dying malls.
I like Dippin' Dots. Hey, I don't care what anybody says. I enjoy those.
But and rest stops.
Okay, yeah.
You can usually find a Popeye's chicken and Dippin' Dots in any restaurant or any rest stop across Florida.
And why would you ever leave?
Yeah. We didn't do a barbecue Pokemon. Barbecue's actually pretty hot here in Florida.
We'll get to it.
Or maybe the Cuban sandwich. Okay,
this won't be our last
okay.
Right. Stupid pretend Pokemon episode.
So Detritus, I have 2 Pokedex entries that I gotta read for you guys here because I think they're cool. Detritus. A prize when first discovered on the Florida shorelines, these brilliant creatures are considered good luck and are even said to radiate with holistic properties.
Mm.
I love that. Only cause minor tumors.
Benign.
Benign.
The holistic properties being like, you know, it cures acne, or maybe if you had a bad foot, you know, it helps you to be a little more nimble. So Constellatia, this think about this one. This is my favorite entry. When man first set foot on the moon,
God damn it.
It also made the discovery that it was home to this never before seen evolution. How they left Earth before we did remains a mystery.
Mm.
Imagine how fucked up that would be. Neil Armstrong gets his ass up there.
Yeah.
You know?
Somebody's already there. He's already
Pokemon. There's fucking Pokemon.
Hey, buddy. You made it.
It's like they're just like talking quietly amongst themselves. They're like, hey,
here's some Dippin' Dots.
You're busting your Dippin' Dots. Bring in the Dippin' Dots.
That's a nice suit.
Okay, that's a... Oh, yeah, I did have other stuff. I was actually going to talk about what this Pokemon is. Okay, so it has monster 550 stats, which I don't give a fuck.
Goddamn.
110 special attack.
With all those resistances, too. My goodness.
Special defense and speed. Yeah, this guy's special. It also has Volt Absorb, well, so...
You have to leave the Earth in order to catch it. I mean, come on. work for this.
Yeah. And again, it got to the moon before we did, which where else could this thing be, you know? I also came up with a couple of speculative Celestial-type moves. Mm. I think the default tackle of this will be called Solar Flare. It does 60 damage and has a 30% chance to increase speed. I also have Cosmic Wave. Cosmic Wave's cool. It does 80 damage, hits all opponents, and has a 10% chance to reduce all stats.
Nice.
Pretty slim chance, but it's a hit all move.
It's sort of a reverse of... there's a couple
ancient
of
power.
Moves. Yeah, Ancient Power, exactly.
And this is another one that kind of breaks the game in a way that... Well, not breaks it, but it's something that hasn't been done before, and I love the idea of it. Entrance. Entrance has a 50% chance to confuse and infatuate. These are separate roles. There's a 50% chance to confuse and a 50% chance to infatuate and can inflict both. Because there's no reason why they can't.
Yeah. Yeah, those are a couple of stat ailments that actually can stack.
Yeah. Only thing is that no one's ever come up with a way to combine both together at the same time. Unless there's maybe some way to do it with a held item or a hidden ability or something with another move.
Mm.
But yeah, there you go. Done in one. And that means a 75% chance to fuck up your opponent's day in some way. And a 25% chance to really fuck them up. So, I thought that would be fun.
Yeah, I like that.
Did you come up with a Celestial type? Did you
I do.
Bring that one up now, or do you have other stuff?
Yeah, I do have a Celestial type. That's the one I was banking for when it was time to bring it up, because I wanted you to be able to discuss the type in general before I brought up one of them. This one, I don't know if you guys knew this, but we have a state rock in the very sandy flat state of Florida.
Really? Is it sand?
It is the moon rock.
Oh my god. No,
because of Cape Canaveral and the space program.
Oh, wow.
So we decided to, at some point, whoever decides these things decided that our state rock is going to be the moon rock, because otherwise it would be sand.
George is over there holding clay like, those fuckers. I didn't know we could do that.
They got to go to the moon? So, I don't know if you guys were aware, but moon rock, the scientific name, is feldspar.
Oh, I like it.
So.
That's just the name of your rock.
Feldstar.
Oh.
Is a rock celestial type. So dual type there with celestial. And the rock type, I would actually negate out some of those resistances, which is unfortunate. Once again, rock ruining everything. Like to water. Actually, it's weak to grass, isn't it? Oh, double weak to grass. Anyway.
You get a you would even out flying, though.
Yeah, even out flying, even out water. Wait, is water one of its...
It already resists water.
Okay. But it does have an evolutionary step. It's called Nicalcio. And that's just the chemical formula for feldspar.
I like it. What does it look like?
It's like a moon rock. Oh, a moon rock. God, how do you describe what it looks like? It kind of looks like if like Superman's Fortress of Solitude was also like encrusted with little bits of rock, but it has like a shininess to it, sort of a translucence to it, which I think, you know, kind of is a good indication of a celestial type.
Spitballing out loud, we should have an Art Deco Pokemon, given how popular Art Deco is in Miami.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah. Feldstar and Nicalcio. Got a couple of different abilities. You can do something like a sturdy or a weak armor. That would be pretty cool. But its signature, its hidden ability, is called Low Gravity, which halves damage from ground-type moves.
Oh, I like that. That's pretty cool.
And its signature move is called Refraction, which is a priority move, and it changes the type of your opponent's next move.
What?
Yeah, that's just wild. To a random type.
No way. That's actually pretty cool.
Like, try to hit me with a signal beam. Guess what? That's now a fire move and is now doing quarter damage to my rock celestial type.
There's also a pretty good chance you could fuck your day up.
Yeah, could be.
If it doesn't go your way, but still, that's pretty cool.
Yep. So yeah, go ahead, Doug. Grab another one.
I'm on to my fifth Pokemon. My last two are single stage Pokemon, so I don't get a lot to go into.
Okay.
This one's a combination of two ideas, actually. So this is the Crane Spirit Pokemon. It is called Heron de Leon, which is supposed to be a combination of the White Heron. I don't know if you guys know this. Herons are very popular birds. They look like cranes. Very popular birds throughout the Caribbean and Florida. Florida has a unique kind of heron called the Great White Heron. And it is all white except for the eyes, which burn with fire. They're terrifying-looking birds if you actually see them. They're pretty hideous creatures. Oh, and I'm combining it with, of course, Ponce de Leon, who was a Spanish explorer that came after... He was on Christopher Columbus's second voyage. Christopher Columbus never made it to America, as I understand. He only was in the islands, right? And then Ponce de Leon conquered much of the Caribbean, including Cuba, but then also tried to basically colonize Florida, where he was wounded in battle and died later on. Like a year, like I think within less than a year,
he died. I'm sure it was well deserved.
Yeah, he sure. Yeah, he had it coming. Oh yeah, that was a tragic thing. I looked up all of like these different races he kind of wiped out.
Oh my god!
Just from taking over the Caribbean, there's so many indigenous people were slaughtered because of this. But he, I guess he got his comeuppance here in Florida. So yeah, right. So that's what the Heron de Leon is. It's a ghost flying, this white heron, and the feather and bone now is constructed to look like conquistador armor, so it's got like it already has a very like proud like chest, so now it's got this kind of chest plate of bone, and then the hair slicks back as though it were a helmet. So here's your Pokedex entry for this guy, for Heron de Leon. These hauntingly serene white birds grace the skies of Florida. It is said these spirits are the souls of the conquistadors who died colonizing Florida. Upon death, their souls chose to remain here, knowing there could be no place more beautiful.
Mm.
So, I thought that was nice.
Yeah.
If they died in Florida, they might as well stay in Florida.
Yeah. And really pay for what they've done.
Yeah.
What are those stupid cranes that we see outside all the time?
I never go outside.
Oh.
Dick butts. It's okay to run them over.
It's a big gray one with the babies are red, but they're when they grow up their head's only a little red and the rest of their body's all gray.
They might be a variant of the heron.
Maybe
could just be cranes.
They show up outside your parents' place like every day. Because like Floridians, their neighbors across the street feed them every day.
I think I know the ones you're talking about.
Yeah.
Side note, we need to have a peacock Pokemon. Anyway.
And we need a flamingo Pokemon.
Yeah, we do need a flamingo. I don't have a
flamingo. I looked it up. I was like, I'll make a flamingo Pokemon. Flamingos are not like an indigenous Florida thing.
Oh, no?
It's as much an America thing as it is a Florida thing.
Really?
We have a handful of them. They're not common here in Florida. And the thing that is common is flamingo... What do you call them? Like... Flamingos in the yard. People just put plastic flamingos out.
Oh,
it's a weird trashy thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's like what flamingos are known for. They're really not that big here.
Hmm.
There are a bunch of interesting birds here. Like they said, blue jays are more common here than those.
Wow. All right. Well,
and we do have like one or two like Florida native birds, including the Florida scrub jay.
Yeah, that was one of yours that you came up with last time around.
Yeah, I don't think I was able to flesh that one out, but I do have a few others that we'll get to.
By the way, and I know that it's weird that I'm making a ghost bird. Birds are soulless. But there you go. There you have it. It has serene grace. I'm creating a signature move called Untouchable, which avoids contact moves for two turns.
Nice.
It has Shadow Claw, Steel Wing, Phantom Force, Bounce, and Roost. 540 stats all together said. Again, I made some of these guys a little too tough. Biggest stat on it, though, is 120 special defense to 110 attack. Kind of a nice feature. I thought it would resist that, but still attack.
Yeah, it's a nice mage killer.
Yeah. So that's all I got there. I think this is probably one of my more refined ideas.
We need a Florida Keys Pokemon, too.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Just some land masses.
Theme park.
See, I was thinking
Simples. Now I'm starting to come up with ideas. I didn't have them earlier.
Yeah.
All right, so here's your Fire Ant, Wes.
Ooh, here we go.
This is a 3-form.
Ooh.
Fire type, fire bug type. First form is called Drodor, basic fire ant, and then Fusil Flame.
Ooh.
That's it gets its wings, and then it's in its final form, it's Insecticost. And so,
are you bringing up the horrible events of World War II?
The events of World War II were horrible.
This one denies it.
A holocaust is, it's just a big fire. It's a big fire. And, of course, it is used to describe those particular events that, some people deny.
Yeah.
Wrongly so. But anyway, Oh, and Insecticos is kind of like the queen ant, so it's only females that can evolve into that form.
Nice.
As far as like some abilities, Swarm is pretty common for bugs. Flash Fire, because it's a bug fire type. But its hidden ability that I came up with is called Save the Queen. And this is a super powerful ability, but it's very specific in the way you get it. So, if there is, in your party of Pokemon, either in the fight, like in a double battle, or just, you know, in the roster somewhere, if there is a female Pokemon in red health, so low HP, yeah, when a Drodor or a Fusiflame or an Insecticos gets put into play, maxes out its attack.
Ooh, like immediate six.
Immediate plus six to the attack.
Wow.
And that's Save the Queen. And it's signature.
I can't imagine them trying to fit that language into the, what, 10 words they're allowed to use to define an ability.
They'd have to
potentially fucking awesome.
Just get real specific with the language there. Find a way to cut some words.
That sounds awesome, though. You rarely do you ever see. I mean, like, I'm trying to think of what Belly Drum does, mm-hmm, something to that effect, where you take like half your health away.
Yeah, you have to cut your health in half, and
you get. I don't even know what the plus is. Is it a full plus six?
Yep.
It
might be maxes out.
Yeah,
and I think that's the only move or ability that I can think of that just gives you an automatic plus. There are the super
rare.
That's a
Gen 3 move too, I think. Or I know it's as soon as Gen 3, maybe even earlier. That might be one of those moves that in retrospect they're like, we probably shouldn't have done that.
Hmm. Especially with a bulkier Pokemon. But, you know, it's there. Yep. Can't avoid it now. And its signature move is called Allergic Reaction. So when you use Fire Fang, or it basically is Fire Fang. It's a Fire-type biting move, but it always leaves poison status ailment on its target.
Yeah. But it's a Fire?
It's a Fire-type move, yeah.
Golly. That's me.
That's pretty sick.
Oh, you got another one?
Ants are awful, man. I tell you.
Oh, yeah.
They're the fucking worst.
And they're everywhere.
All right, so on to my last one. The last one I have. This is the Black Widow Spider Pokemon.
Wow, yeah, I didn't think of that.
Black Widows are actually surprisingly really, really common in Florida. I found a lot of interesting stuff out when searching information on Black Widows, such as they're not as poisonous as you would think.
As a kid, I always think Black Widow's got to murder me. Like, this, I'm going to die by this thing.
Oh, well, you should certainly stay the fuck away from them.
Oh, yeah, don't go near them.
And as a child, probably. Like, it's about body mass.
That's... spring at you and bite you, and as you're falling to your death, you go into a puddle of quicksand and sink as you're being poisoned.
I love it. Ooh, while lightning strikes him.
Oh, my God. Oh, what a terrible way to go.
Takes out the Black Widow, though, at least. Unless the Black Widow summoned the lightning. We don't know what he's
thinking. Is it a lightning type, your Black Widow Pokemon?
No. It's actually, and it's not, here's the thing. Spiders aren't bugs.
They sure aren't.
It's pure poison. Pure poison type.
Very cool.
The name is Black Veil. And if you're wondering what Black Veil looks like, it's, you know, it's like the Black Widow, right? So she'll be, and I guess they can be males too. I thought about doing maybe like a nice tuxedo looking thing, if, or not tuxedo, but like some all black formal attire on this
spider. Tuxedo. I'm totally behind the tuxedo idea.
But yeah, like it'd be a Black Widow. It would have a cape around it that it would wear over its shoulders, and it would have a black veil like it was going to a funeral. And I want this thing to just... So, yeah, like when
so you want this thing to be a straight-up nightmare.
Maybe I've been playing a lot of Hollow Knight. Think of something that looks terrifying from Hollow Knight. That's kind of what I want this thing to look like. Here's your... And this is kind of a fucked-up entry. It's kind of a messy entry. Soak this one in. Just one bite from Black Veil can render animals as big as 500 pounds paralyzed. To their horror, the prey remains conscious while Black Veil and her brood feed.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Well, normally, kids, I hope you enjoy the game.
Yeah, they normally don't let you have that kind of fucked up entries. Oh, man.
Send that to Wes's younger self.
Yeah, I'll read that again so everyone can really process this one. Just one bite from Black Veil can render animals as big as 500 pounds paralyzed. To their horror, the prey remains conscious as Black Veil and their brood feed.
Now, how poisonous are Black Widows? Since you did look
extremely poisonous. If you get bit by one, you probably got about a 15% chance to just die. If you don't get medical treatment. Even then, as I understand it, the treatment costs like $20,000.
What?
If you can get to it in time, it's super fucking expensive to get treated for, to get the antivenom or whatever.
What the fuck?
You're best to just hope you don't die. You're best to just kind of, and then they said that's what's going to happen, is it's going to feel like your entire body has just been punched. You're going to feel like this bruising is going over your entire body, but it will subside after a couple days.
After a couple days.
Holy shit! Yeah.
And then, but if you collapse, its entire brood will come and feast on you.
I know. So at least it's over soon.
Uh-huh. So,
Put that along with, like, the nightmare feel like snakes creeping up the toilet and biting you on the ass.
We should just make a Pokemon. It's just a snake's toilet snake.
Maybe that should be the King Snake Pokedex entry. Be careful. It's going to
just a third branching path. Just a third branching path. This toilet cobra.
Potty cobra.
Potty cobra.
You know what's funny is when I was a kid, I saw Aliens really young. I saw that movie when I was really, really young, and I probably shouldn't have been that. I waited a few years before saying that feature. And of all of the things that fucking terrified me about that movie, you know the thing that really creeped me out is Paul Reiser's death. I don't know if you remember, he's basically just sneaks into this room and he looks up and it's right above him.
Mm.
And I remember every time I would go to the bathroom, for whatever reason, I was always afraid that I would look up and there would be a fucking xenomorph sitting there ready to come at me, you know? I don't know why of all things that terrified me, but wow. That one got old me. I got more stuff here on Black Veil. Black Veil has an ability I made up called Venom Spreader. Applying Wes just like what the fuck
like what the hell.
So applying poison or paralysis increases attack and speed by one stage. So if you can poison or paralyze your opponent, that happens. I'm not even gonna bother with the stats.
Isn't there a
5 million stats on this guy or gal?
Best Pokemon
is there
ever.
A move called Nightmare?
Yes, I think it kind of got phased out after Gen 2.
What though. Did it do?
Nightmare, when the Pokemon was asleep, it would basically like do quarter damage to their health.
Do you have a special ability for this thing yet?
No, I don't.
Nightmare.
It's
essentially... essentially can use Nightmare when the enemy is paralyzed instead of asleep.
That would be pretty beastly. I had a strategy for this thing that I thought would be kind of unconventional. Okay, so moves. It gets Poison Fang, Thunder Fang, Toxic Spites... Crunch, and I don't know if there's any other cross poisons or whatever you want to throw in there, I guess. Do it. I have a move for it.
Murder Face.
Called Cardiac Arrest.
God damn it.
It's 50 damage, and it's 5 PP.
15% chance to instantly kill the opponent.
If a Pokemon is already poisoned, apply Paralysis.
Instead or at the same time?
Instead.
Okay.
So that way, you trigger Venom Spreader again. To increase its attack and speed one more stage.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
So you're dealing some extra damage. If it's already poisoned, you're going to apply paralysis.
And it's kind of putting you...
Further ramps this guy up or gal up.
And it's kind of putting you into this sequence of like, okay, apply the poison, then get
back
the...
Back and forth, yeah. You know, I thought that would be really clever. And a good way to utilize a Pokemon having two different ways it can harm you.
Mm.
Even though it still remains just a pure poison. This one I thought was really fun. I really like this one. This is one that I would just love to actually play with and have as a Pokemon in the game.
Yeah, for sure.
What else you got?
All right, my last one for the new ones that I came up with anyway. I made a mistake. I decided to start using scientific names here. Maniodonde and Duodonde. These are bug poison type Pokemon. And they are the love bug Pokemon.
Oh.
So for some... possible abilities, you could do swarm. I thought corrosion would be another cool one because, you know, love bugs would corrode the paint of your car.
I was thinking of like an explosion move. Like it does explosion, but on top of damage, it also poisons or something.
That's pretty good too.
If it survives, it applies poison.
Yeah, that would be dead.
It just applies poison.
That'd be a pretty good move.
Just thought.
Another hidden ability that I came up with for this one is called Double Up. So when it is in its final form, the duo...
Oh, yeah, they get their butts together.
Yeah, Duodonde, which is when it becomes two. Attack moves with 50 power or under hit twice.
Ooh, that's pretty sweet.
So kind of like a take-on technician, except it turns into a double hit. And its special move is called Obfuscate, which
No, they hide.
Yeah. They smack themselves on your windshield and obfuscate your view.
I like that.
So if an opponent's next move makes physical contact, you lower their accuracy 2 stages.
Mm. Very cool. That's a really good one.
Yeah.
Love bugs, God, they are fucking awful. You know, it's like, if you're telling me I could get rid of love bugs or black widows, I'm getting rid of love bugs.
How about this for a special ability?
Go.
Going off the thing of like exploding.
Yeah.
Opposite, similar to sturdy. If it would be knocked, if when it gets knocked out by one AKO, it deals explosion.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Kind of like a car hitting it.
Actually, yeah. That's a great idea. Yeah.
Kind of like a better aftermath.
Yeah, but it has to be a one hit KO.
Hmm. So you want to not divest a lot of EVs into your defense. You want it to be squishy.
This could maybe be another opportunity to have a 1 HP Pokemon.
Hmm.
We just have to find a way to make it, you know, not so vulnerable.
Sure, sure, sure. But that's all of the original ones that came for this round. I did have a few updates, if you guys want to hear, about some of the other ones that I talked about before.
Yeah, let's hear it.
So I did a Florida Panther Pokemon in the first round, didn't have a name for it. This is Katzita, Katzara, and Kutanugi.
I don't remember those at all.
That's okay. This is the starter. We talked about doing like different starter Pokemon. This Kutanugi is the second type. Kutanugi.
Kutanugi. Sounds very
fun. It's pretty fun to say, isn't it?
I'm about it.
It's a mixture of...
What kind of animal is it?
It's a panther.
It's a pussy. Kutanugi.
Kutanugi is, if you're curious, in terms... In addition to also being very fun to say, Kutanugi, it is also a combination of the Seminole Indian words for panther and warrior.
And vagina.
vulva, actually.
Oh, great.
Sir. So this is the second type starter. abilities, a strong jaw, which I thought was appropriate, as well as super luck, and I came with a hidden ability called Prowl, which...
Clamp.
which increases attack by 1 stage... when you use a non-damaging move. So if you use like something like a growl, it's a non-damaging move, you lower their attack and also buff up yours.
I like that.
And also has a special move called Retract Claws, which turns all physical attacks into special attacks.
Hmm.
Let's see, some other ones.
That's pretty cool.
Oh, I thought of a gopher tortoise on the previous show. Oh, it was going to be an electric grass type. I'm sticking with that. It's Gofoice and Turtamore.
Oh, Turt.
And its abilities are Dry Skin, Water Absorb, and also a secret ability, Tough Shell, which will raise special defense at the end of every turn, kind of like a speed boost, except for its defenses.
Very cool.
And its special move is called Electrovines, which hits twice, you hit 2 times. Once is hits for electric damage, and the second hit is for grass damage. Which I thought was pretty fun.
Oh, that is really cool. I like that. Hitting with 2 different types in one turn.
So I do have a Sailfish Pokemon on here as well, as did in the previous show.
It's not the Floridian Gyarados.
It is not Floridian Gyarados. It's a new species. It is a water fighting type.
Yeah.
And of course, the Sailfish also have like the nose. So its first form, its baby form, is called Stabby Fin. middle form is Gladifish.
Okay. A gladiator, nice.
And its final form is, it's impossible to pronounce, Aqualibur. Yeah. Aqua Excalibur.
Okay, Aqualibur.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Ability is Swift Swim. Also, its second ability is called Sword Nose, which powers up moves that stab, scratch, or slash, kind of like a Iron Fist, but for stabby moves.
Yeah.
I thought also that this would be really cool to have like different regional fin patterns depending on, you know, its original trainer and where they live, their location. And its special move is Impale, which just does big fighting damage and maybe lowers opponent's defense or something like that.
Hmm. How's about like a move, like you could call it Joust. Hmm. And if you're faster than your opponent, you deal like 1.5 damage or something like that. Like
that's pretty good.
It normally does 60, but maybe it does 100 if you...
You increase 90. It.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. I like that.
It would be kind of fitting if it's going to have the whole, like, you know, spear thing.
Mm-hmm. So I also had a large mouth bass Pokemon, which is our staked freshwater fish.
Big mouth Billy Bass.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it's called.
First form is called Bassma.
Okay.
And second form is called Centroshine, two-form Pokemon. Water fire type, which is, I thought, a pretty fun type combination. Only legendaries have done that so far. Abilities, you do water absorb or flash fire. Its hidden ability is called Scalding Stream, which means all water moves have a chance to burn instead of just scald.
Oh, that's really neat. That's...
Yeah, and it's a signature move.
That's crazy powerful. That'd be really cool.
Yeah. Just a chance to burn, not a guaranteed burn.
So it's like Water Shuriken?
Yeah.
Have like five chances to burn.
if you could somehow get Water Shuriken on this, then sure.
Yeah.
And it's... exclusive move is called Steam Shot, which does fire damage that is also super effective on water types. And, oh, Wes, this one was for you.
Oh, boy.
This was the dragon mascot Pokemon. Three form.
Oh, because they're Orlando Magic.
Pseudo-legendary dragon fairy type. And the three forms are Fluff, Pluff, and Stuff. And it is the
why is this for me?
Because this is your idea.
Is this? The DeVos family's going to come after us for this.
Let them. Yeah. What are they going to do?
They've got all that Blackwater connection. They're going to... Jeez.
Maybe they'll build another shitty team. Yeah. Yeah, this is the dragon plushie Pokemon. I thought it would be kind of fun to like look like just a little stuffed toy in its first form. Ability is something you can do like a cute charm or sturdy because it's just a stuffed toy. But its hidden ability is called plushie, which reduces all damage from physical moves.
Oh, very cool.
And its signature move is called Rumble Fumble, which does big dragon damage and raises your special attack if it misses. So it might be a low accuracy move.
Yeah.
Let's see. Oh, I had a horse conch Pokemon.
Horse what?
Horse conch. You guys got your minds in the gutter tonight. My goodness.
You know what you should have is a move called Slam Dunk.
Go on.
Because, like, have you ever been to a Magic game where Stuff does, like, the jump off of the trampoline?
Oh, he does, the springboard.
And it would be, like, a two-turn move, right? Where, like, he takes flight and then he slams down on the opponent.
I can be Horse Conk. That'd be good. Yeah. Horse Conk is a Pokemon. It is a rock ghost type. So we've got another ghost in the mix here. Two-form. Polter Palpus and Spectre Fusus, which is just kind of putting Poltergeist and Spectre onto the scientific name. So kind of lazy naming there.
What? Pokemon lazy naming? Getting me.
So a couple of abilities. You can do Sturdy. Also, when we were originally talking about this one, I thought Wonder Guard might be a cool ability because we only have one Pokemon with Wonder Guard. But I also thought of a new hidden ability for this one, which is called Miracle Guard, which negates damage of a super effective move one time. Kind of like Mimikyu's Disguise. Mm. Except it only works on a super effective move.
What's the type again?
Rock Ghost.
Oh, okay. That's interesting.
And its signature move is called Consuming Whale. And it does big ghost damage that also drains HP.
Nice.
Just a couple more here. Because I only got two more that I actually got one in some further detail on. The state insect is the Zebra Butterfly. So here's the Zebra Butterfly Pokemon. Sturtepillar, Chrysaleaf, and Shallowtail. And the thing that I came up with first time around was this is a bug type that changes its secondary type every time it evolves. So when it's a Sturtepillar, it's a bug steel. When it's a Chrysaleaf, it's a bug grass. And then when it's a Shallowtail, it is a bug dark.
That's pretty sweet.
And abilities, you could do something like a Swarm. Or a Technician, which is pretty common ones for bugs, but its hidden ability is called Long Memory, as I mentioned before, it goes through changes where it adopts four different types. It always keeps bugs and has three different ones, but with the hidden ability Long Memory, it keeps its same type attack bonus for all four of the types that it has been throughout its lifespan.
Oh, that's kind of clever.
And then its signature move is called Short Lifespan, which is always a one-hit KO when it lands, but it causes... you can only use it in its final form, which is Shallowtail. It is always a one-hit KO, but it causes Shallowtail to devolve into Chrysaleaf.
How do you evolve it again?
Level up.
Oh, level up.
Yep. So don't ever use it at level 100.
Shit.
Or, you know, if you're playing, like, a I suppose, a competitive battle, when the competitive battle is over in the metagame, not in the in-game, then it would just go back to normal. But for the remainder of that battle, it is a Chrysalief as opposed to a Shallowtail.
I wonder why they haven't come up with the Pokemon chain. Because it makes me think of monsters. I just had the thought of, like, Monster Sanctuary, where some of the monsters you want to evolve, but some of them you don't because they're so drastically different. Yeah. Why don't they ever do that in Pokemon? Like, their stats are relatively similar, but it actually, depending on what strategy you want to do, keep it one form or evolve it.
Well, you know,
I think that'd be cool.
There is a little bit of that in the metagame when something is holding like an Evolite.
The Evolite, yeah.
Yeah,
but then you're using your held item space to make your, like Murkrow is a pretty common strategy, or at least was. I'm not so sure anymore. Where you don't want it to evolve into a Honchkrow because it's more useful to you as a Murkrow with an Evolite.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's also, what is it? The three stage from the third gen. Why can't I think of it? Like the big guy, Slaking.
Mm, yeah.
Well, yeah, you Vigoroth. Can keep Vigoroth, yeah.
Yeah, Vigoroth with the Evolite is really, really strong.
Mm.
So, yeah, there are some instances where that happens.
And, you know, there's that special item for Pikachu that increases its defense and special defense when it's holding this specific, I think it's called a lightning orb or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that sort of thing does exist, but I think it would be fun to kind of play around with how evolution works, like you're saying.
Yeah.
Like, maybe there's an advantage to keeping things in terms of like a strategy, like a type alignment or something, where you want to keep it as middle form, or at least have its middle form become available to you again. And really, the biggest advantage from the beginning of Pokemon, since Gen 1, is having delaying evolution would allow you to learn certain moves faster.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
One last one that I actually have some details on. And this one, forgive me. I like these names, but they're so fucking stupid. Because I came up with them just as we started recording. This is the Mockingbird Pokemon. And that is the state bird. This is just a flying type. This is not a flying normal.
It's just called Mockery.
I'm tired of that. Type pairing, just flying type here. There's a three form because it is kind of your starter bird. It's Gigglewing, Hilarabeak, and Tauntonclaw.
Well,
I like them.
You're welcome.
I like them. Wow. Like that Gigglebeak?
Yeah, I like the Gigglebeak.
It's fun to say. What was the one, the double one that you had?
Glub-Glub.
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 I want a team of Glub-Glub and Gigglewing.
Nice.
And Hilarabeak.
And what was your Panther one called again?
Oh, hang on.
I won't say it.
Jeez, hang on.
I don't want to get bleeped.
I have to. I'll tell the editor not to bleep you.
Thank you.
Continugi.
Continugi.
Continugi. It lives on the Conalakahatchee River.
Yeah. That's a fun one to say.
So, Dez had never heard of the Conalakahatchee River.
Yeah,
in Florida, so we were driving. I forget where we were going, but
just pointed at the sign and just stopped the car and be like, read this.
Well, she, we were driving on Colonial, and it was where Colonial intersects, sorry everyone who doesn't live in Orlando, it was where Colonial intersects,
Econ.
Yeah, Econ.
Mm-hmm.
Econ Trail. Yeah,
Dean Road.
And she looked at it and was like, how are you supposed to pronounce that? And we like already driven by it, like, what, Conalakahatchee? And she was like, what? How did you say that? I kind of like had you.
She's like, you wizard.
Right. Like, how did you know how to pronounce that? Well, because yes. I live here.
That's actually part of how the conquistadors bested the Seminole Indian, is that they just attacked them when they were trying to issue commands. And the words were so long that by the time that they were ready to attack, they had already been murdered.
Yeah, terrible thing that happened.
Genocide.
Genocide is awful.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. Econolachi.
The Conalakahatchee.
Conalakahatchee.
Continugi.
Continugi.
Abilities. Use like some basic flying type abilities, like a keen eye or an early bird. But the hidden ability that I came up with for this one is called Glass Shatter, which turns all sound based moves into physical flying moves.
Ooh. That would be really cool.
So yeah, a couple of Pokemon now that we've done some sound manipulation with in this list.
Add it all up, this is probably about, what do you think, Red? 60 Pokedex entries?
Yeah, probably. Pretty close.
So far.
Yeah.
That's what I was having to double dip into existing Pokemon.
Mm-hmm. Yes, but that's I still got a few more ideas that I need to flesh out. Like we're talking about like a Florida Scrub Jay, which is a native bird to Florida. Oh, we still haven't done an orange. Right. Pokemon. We
still haven't properly done an orange. You would think we would have done that by now. We
should just do a Pokemon based on the sun, because, you know, it's hot as shit here. Or humidity.
Get out of my brain.
Out
of my brain, Wes.
Oh, were you about to say something?
I was thinking about a couple of legendaries. And we might have touched on these when we did the show the first time around. But the two legendaries for the region would be a lightning Pokemon, which is a strict electric type, and also a sunshine Pokemon, which would be a fire celestial legendary.
Nice.
We can do another celestial based on NASA.
Uh-huh, sure. Like a rocket ship or something?
Yeah.
There's just a lot of... Like, you mean a pirate Pokemon? I mean, like, Florida is very much about pirates, like the Buccaneers. Pretty much every mascot of a team. Cattle is very big here. Horses are very big here.
Tourists?
Tourists as well, yeah, you know. Snowbirds. Got those people.
Oh, that'd be a good ice type.
Mm-hmm.
Get another ice type in the mix.
Yeah.
Because, you know... We are pretty loaded into, you know, grass water. I mean, we've got a few electrics and ghosts in there, too. I don't know. Maybe in retrospect, we've got a pretty good balance.
Yeah.
But anyway, anything else we need to get to before we close it out here?
They did a raid update for April 1st, and it was just Magikarps.
Jeez,
As an April Fool's joke.
That's fun. I like when companies like that do that. Like Riot Games for League of Legends did a bunch of stuff over the years for April Fool's stuff. Which there a lot of them were a lot of fun.
Yeah.
But I like it when game companies do something stupid like that.
Mm-hmm.
One year, I forget, I don't know what year, but YouTube, one year, all the videos just went to Never Gonna Give You Up by Rick Astley.
Nice.
All their videos went to that immediately.
When I walked into my Animal Crossing village today, all of the villagers were dead. Murdered. Hopefully that was a joke.
What were you doing last night?
Sleepwalking again.
Stop burning some animals.
Are you going to pin this one on, Ricky?
I put on my Conquistador outfit and I was like, where, bring me all the frogs. We don't have a frog Pokemon on this list yet.
Yeah, you know, frogs really are heinous animals. One time I was, again, I'm just going through trauma as a child I had. One time I was riding on my bicycle as a kid. And, like, I hit what I guess I thought was a rock and, like, doubled over my bike, just scraped the living shit out of half of my body. I was a mess, you know, coming up looking like death, right? And I'm crawling up and I'm like, oh, this rock, I'm going to go get you. And it was just a frog. It was this frog and it was a toad.
It was fine.
Didn't even fucking move. It didn't even flinch. It just sort of laughed at my pain.
That is a sturdy frog.
Right? That's what I said. I'm like, man, you should be fucking dead, but I didn't want to escalate it any further.
That's going to fuck you up.
Didn't want to start an incident.
You know?
Not in front of his tadpoles.
No, that happened. Yeah, it's true. We probably should have we should have a toad and a frog.
Hmm.
Both are here.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Oh, one of those little lizards that are everywhere?
Yeah, just lizards in general. Squirrels, too, are a very common feature.
We do, like, an iguana.
I was thinking about
iguanas aren't a native species. Neither are pythons. We could do a python, kind of a rivalry with...
Yeah, they're an invasive species, yeah.
So are iguanas. Those are, like, an invasive species that started out as pets that people couldn't take care of, and now they just fall out of trees when it gets too cold.
Yeah.
Florida drivers, is that a thing?
No, our main problem is transplants and tourists that are driving.
Mm.
Most of us who live here can... drive, we know our way around, so we know where we're going.
You might be able to get away with like a possessed, like ghost type. I don't know what you call those things, but like whatever roller coasters are on, like the carts, the roller coaster carts, or like the theme park carts that people sit in when they go on the rides. You know?
Yeah.
Oh, just golfing in general.
Golfing in general?
Yeah, but golf cart really Pokemon.
Gotta have a golf. Like, yeah.
I mean, just my neighbor alone, like, a bunch of my neighbors just have golf carts. It's fucking everywhere. My dad just keeps talking about, hey, I want to get a golf cart. What the fuck?
Tell him to stop being so old.
They're so freaking expensive, too. Oh, my God. Like, $10,000 plus for a golf cart. I'm not even joking. It's absurd.
Yeah, that's clearly, like, marked up because of it says a luxury item.
Yeah. Like, people will deck these things out.
Yeah.
Hmm.
There's nothing that one of those few things where it's like at the simultaneously it's really expensive and also so classless.
Yeah,
it's just like you spend a lot of money to look like you're worth nothing.
Like an airboat.
Like an airboat. Yeah.
We can do an airboat. Mm-hmm. Airboat Pokemon.
Oh, and maybe that one could have a rivalry with your...
the manatee.
Your manatee Pokemon.
Oh, yeah. That's perfect.
I thought airboats were the way to save manatees.
Not the way these operate.
No.
That's what makes their dark types.
It's propeller
they
boats.
They intentionally put their blades in the
boats
water.
With a propeller, those...
Yeah.
All right. Well, next up is going to be the mini show. We can talk about whatever we want. Me and Wes will talk some Monster Hunter.
Yeah, I got a lot to say about this Monster Hunter.
Yeah.
I'll fill you in on what's going on with your cousin, Matt Gates.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah, nice. It'll be nice to hear from him. Me and cousin Joel Greenberg.
Ain't it funny?
I just to know yeah. what's happening.
Ain't it funny when all your suspicions about someone turn out to be absolutely 100% true?
I know, right? God, I had no idea about Joel Greenberg.
Yeah.
Like, holy fucking shit.
Good Lord.
Jesus. Like, I'll be honest. I don't remember who I voted for when the Seminole County tax collector was up.
I trust you it wasn't the R. You probably voted for the D.
Right. But, yeah, that's... I tend to never vote for the R.
Yeah, blue no matter who.
Mm-hmm. But goddamn, like...
Yeah, wow.
How do these people, like...
They said that it was his first political appointment as well. He had never held a government job before becoming the tax collector in 2016. And then he immediately doled out, I think they said it was $9 million worth of contracts and jobs to people he knew, specifically people at his wedding.
Uh-huh, yep.
When he was married. What did they say? He spent $2 million buying guns for... And
yeah.
Again, they're tax collectors. They're not law enforcement.
Yeah,
but
these are the people you go to see when you renew your registration, your car registration.
Yeah. And then, like when he was running in a contested election against somebody who was apparently a teacher at Trinity Prep, which is a high school not far from here, he wrote and sent 9 letters pretending to be students accusing that teacher of having sex with them.
He billed... The Seminole County Tax Collector's Office, he took taxpayer money to buy computer servers so he could run this sort of shadow stalking operation out of the Seminole County Tax Collector's Office.
Mm-hmm.
Allegedly. This is all allegedly. He definitely did it.
Allegedly.
Though.
He is allegedly making fake IDs for underage girls to traffic them for sex. Allegedly. And he
was
allegedly...
had to get through college somehow.
And when he was arrested, they allegedly found 9 of them on him.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, this guy is, like, a piece of work. Oh, and he's real tight with Matt Gaetz.
Yeah.
Who is now himself in trouble for 2 different things, one of which involves him trafficking an underage girl across state lines.
Right.
Which is illegal. Not supposed to do that.
Yeah, can't do that.
Yeah.
Because, you know, even if you're not doing something, Matt Gaetz definitely did, if you're not fucking children, you still can't pay for them to cross state lines because... if you're doing that, then you're definitely fucking that child.
You know what's crazy?
Which you shouldn't do.
Do you remember, this was way back in my time machine, when we were in college, and we recorded a PSA for my then-girlfriend.
Yeah.
And the theme was that it's okay to bring a girl across, like, if you're at prom and you're 18 and your girlfriend's 16, it's okay to take her from Florida to Georgia so you can have sex with her. Which
it was all
is
about,
totally illegal.
It was all about this public service about the age of consent.
Yes,
and at the time, like, yeah, whatever, we'll read this thing. This is good.
We're like 19. Who do we give a fuck?
Right. What do we know about the age of consent? We're barely consenting adults ourselves.
Oh my God.
I remember nothing about the rules. I just know they were probably all wrong.
Yeah, yeah. And apparently her teacher said that she loved it. Her said it was like one of the best she's ever heard.
Oh, because we're great.
Like, yeah,
because we're great at this.
Question. It was hilarious. Wow.
So yeah, that's Pokemon.
we cut the... You stopped recording, right?
No, next up is the mini show. That's how we got off on this.
All right,
cool. And we'll talk about whatever we want. Me and Wes got some Monster Hunter. Ryan, I'm sure will...
I'll figure something out.
Yeah.
We'll get a viewing of Iron Mask.
Well, we are a quarter of the year into Extreme Metal. So I'll just tell you about the 100 albums I have on my...
Where are the dwarves up to now?
baseball has started.
Baseball has started. Today's the first day.
Today's opening day, yeah.
Yeah, how about that?
The Red Sox game got delayed.
postponed due to rain. That's okay. They're making it up tomorrow. And God, what else? I think Monster Hunter is the biggest thing I got going on.
Yeah, I'm just playing a lot of Monster Hunter. Like, to the point where Mitch and Jeff haven't seen me in like a week.
Good. Quit World of Warcraft. Quit it forever.
No, I gotta go back.
Delete your account.
I haven't done much.
Oh, I'll talk about Kaze or Kaze. I don't know how it's supposed to be pronounced. I turned off the audio.
It looked good. Like, that popped up on my radar. I was like, this looks pretty interesting.
Yeah, it's pretty good. I'll get into details, but it's a lot like Donkey Kong Country.
Oh.
Like, a lot.
I was not expecting that.
A lot like Donkey Kong Country.
All right.
Like, it doesn't really have an original thought in its head. But that's okay. It's real good.
Because Donkey Kong Country is good. So
yeah.
Does it have the tunes? Does it at least sound good?
No, it don't.
It'd be different if you're like, this is a lot like Yooka-Laylee. Like, it would be like... No, that'd be very different.
It's, in my opinion, better than Yooka-Laylee. Both Yooka-Laylee games.
Well, yeah, because it's like a Donkey Kong game.
Yeah. Well, I think Yooka-Laylee and the Impossible Lair was trying to be more of a Donkey Kong. And it wasn't a 3D platformer. It was a 2D platformer, of course. But I think they pulled it off a little bit better. But, you know, they should be taking notes from the developer of this game. Anyway, and then I got my eye on that Narita Boy game. If I finish up...
Oh, me too. The trailer looked legit.
Yeah. If I finish up K's within the next couple of days, I might pick that one up. But we'll see.
Even if the game sucks, it's going to look real good.
Yeah, it looks real good. And, you know, I'm seeing reviews for it, and the reviews aren't really, like, super positive. But it's mostly because, like, it's just kind of like a simplistic... As in, like, not very intricate Metroid-style game, which,
okay.
If I'm playing a game like Monster Hunter, that sounds perfect. That sounds great. Just give me something that's light and breezy and that I don't really have to think about too much.
Yeah.
Something that I can get through quickly, because Monster Hunter, it takes a while.
Initial thoughts on Monster Hunter, because I'm really intrigued on this. Is this a game that you think you can put some hours into?
It takes a while.
It does.
I think I've logged like maybe 9 or 10 hours at this point. So
yeah, and we're not very far.
Right.
We're not far at all.
You got dogs though. That's pretty cool.
You do have some dogs.
But you one up on assholes like me. Got zero dogs.
Yeah, I named mine Sherlock.
Yeah.
Just to let him know he's gonna be replaced.
Mm-hmm.
Deep sigh from the dog.
I knew this day would come.
But yeah, Wes, you clearly dig it.
I really enjoy Monster Hunter games. Yeah. I played a lot of World. I plan on playing a lot of this.
I'm going to give it some time. Like, I plan on like playing this game till, you know, credits and finishing it.
That's going to take a minute.
Did you hit that part from the game where the T-Rex yells at you?
No.
I saw that in the trailer.
We have not come across an Anjanath yet.
From what I hear, though, like, the main narrative of the game you knock out in, like, 30 hours, which isn't bad.
Yeah, but we're also, like, joining each other on quests and stuff like that, which is what's tagging on all this.
I'm not joining your quest. You can help me with mine.
That's actually fair, because I probably will be rank 3 by the end of the night.
Hmm. I mean, I'd join you. I'm being facetious, if you wanted to, but...
I know.
I don't want to hurt your feelings. Hold my hand.
I prefer to hold something else.
My feet?
I'll leave you. This is fine. I thought we were trying to end this.
I don't know how anymore. So... Yeah, Monster Hunter. We'll talk about it next time. Then we'll do a retro show. Retro show will be good because we'll have a bunch of stuff to talk about, including a game. There is a game. It's Excitebike 64. Sweet. If you're not excited, get excited. It's very exciting.
I've already looked at the music. There's a lot of music to talk about. Perfect. Only two movies that I have to talk about, though. This is a kind of oddly enough a bad month for movies.
Well, we'll do Aaron Brockovich. We'll rewind to that one.
Yeah. I haven't watched it yet.
And what's the other one? Heavy Metal 2000?
I don't even know if I'm going to watch it. It's a bad movie. I've already seen it, and I can tell you up front, it's a bad movie. Watch the original Heavy Metal. The other one is American Psycho. It's a great film.
Yeah.
I'd love to revisit American Psycho.
Perfect. That'll be good. Mm-hmm. And then if you think about it, send me the list of the music, and I'll just listen to the albums on YouTube.
I already got some... I already kind of put together my thoughts on it. Because I'll play the album while I'm working, and then just kind of like jot down some notes when the album's over.
Cool. And then we'll wrap it up with the official show at the end of the month. And that'll be that. That's it. That's the end. So long.
So long.
Das Vidania.
Fuego de queso.
Fuego de queso.